Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who sees as much of the countryside as truck drivers. But in recent times, those who cart livestock have seen firsthand how drought has impacted some regions. Simone Smith was at the Ballarat Sale Yards in Victoria and got an insight into life on the road when she caught up with Ben Prendergast as he unloaded his truck.
I've just brought a load of cattle in from Eversley into the store market for tomorrow's sale.
And what's the rest of the day hold for you?
A fair bit of washing out by the look of the back of the crate.
That's Ben Prendergast, a livestock carrier from Bullarook near Ballarat. He's seen a lot of the country.
So we go mainly in Victoria, South Australia and into New South Wales. Every day's different, every load's different, and occasionally we go into Queensland and Western Australia when required.
What's it like carting cattle or sheep down from New South Wales and Queensland drought-affected areas at the moment?
That brings its own challenges. Obviously, some of the stock that are coming out of New South Wales and Queensland are quite light at the moment. So you've got to put preparation into your trip and make sure they're curfewed and fed some good dry hay before they're travelling.
What's the countryside looking like as you travel up and down the east coast?
It's pretty terrible. Honestly, a lot of it looks like the moon or Mars. I come out of Queensland on Monday and it is terrible all the way down.
But you're here today at the Ballarat Yards. How long have you been a livestock carrier, and can you tell us how you got into the business?
Been carting for approximately 12 years. My cousin rang me up and asked if I'd like to do a bit of driving, and I was always interested in trucks, so I gave it a go, and I drove for a couple of years for him, and he was good enough to give me the opportunity to buy my own truck, and I towed for him for probably 18 months and then actually bought the trailers off him and went out on my own.
What was it like taking that step out into your own business?
Oh, there's always a risk with everything. It probably wasn't the most ideal time. It was a pretty quiet winter, but once people start to get to know you and they give you a go, the work just seems to flow on from there.
So it would be remiss of me not to ask about your truck. We're standing here. It looks pretty impressive. Can you give us a bit of a rundown on what it is in the trailer?
It's got a four-year-old Western Star pulling a set of B double truck art livestock trailers that are capable of carting sheep and cattle.
And you've got your dogs here. Can you tell us a bit about them and how they work into the business?
So I just use the dogs for carting sheep. I've got five dogs and I take four with me at a time, two on each trailer, and they make life a lot easier when you've got good dogs. Makes it a very enjoyable job.
Ben was recently awarded the prestigious 2019 Livestock and Rural Transport Association of Victoria Young Driver of the Year.
It's nice to get some recognition of the hard work. We do a lot of long hours, a lot of time away from home, and it's nice to get some recognition for that. We need some more younger drivers in the industry. It's a fairly aged workforce, so if we could attract more people into the industry that were younger, it'd be really good.
How do you think you would do that, attract those younger people?
Oh, look, the conditions are a lot better. You know, trucks are good. You know, everything's improved a lot. It's not like it used to be. You get to see a lot of the countryside and you can still have a good work-life balance and be a truck driver.
There's a lot of talk about the safety of truck drivers loading and unloading at farms. How's that these days?
Every farm has its challenges. There have been improvements at sale yards and farms. A lot of farms are improving their facilities, but there's always room for improvement, and all we're trying to do is get home safe to our families.
Another challenge that has been mentioned by the Livestock Transporters Association is impending price of diesel rise. How will you manage that as an owner-operator?
Oh, look, diesel has a big effect on our business. The best thing you can do is factor it in when you're pricing jobs. If you're not factoring it in, that's where you can come unstuck fairly quickly.
And take us back, what's the best job you've had as a livestock carrier?
Oh, look, we've carted sheep out of Western Australia back into Western Victoria, carted cattle out of Queensland back down to here, and I enjoy every job. It's good, it's different, every load's different, every farm's different, and yeah, you just get a really good look around the country.
Western Victorian livestock carrier Ben Prendergast ending that report by Simone Smith. When food starts making people sick from bacteria like Salmonella or E. coli, a team of experts rushes to try and trace the source of the outbreak. That investigation is the key to managing and containing the outbreak's impact, which can bring entire industries to their knees. So, when a particularly potent form of Salmonella was detected for the first time in Australian eggs a year ago, it caused widespread panic. Jess Davies reports.
Wearing a bright orange disposable biosecurity suit, Philip Zeppi enters a shed full of young hens on his egg farm at King Lake, just north of Melbourne.
So we'll go in and have a look at some chooks.
Every 3 months, he tests his farm for Salmonella, a bacteria that, if found on eggs, can make you sick.
With the swabbing, we randomise it. We take a number of spaces within the shed. So these are basically small cotton pads. It's just dragged along the ground, and as I walk along the ground, it starts to get a bit dirty, I guess.
Once the swabs are covered in dirt, dust and chicken poo, they get bagged and sent to a lab for testing. Philip Zeppi has been testing for Salmonella for the last 15 years, and so far his farm has remained free of the infection. But the third generation egg farmer is on high alert. A year ago, a particularly potent form of Salmonella was detected in Australian eggs for the first time, causing widespread panic throughout the industry.
The recent outbreak of Salmonella enteritidis is terrifying for poultry farmers. It presents an enormous risk. The bug is very persistent, it's very sticky, and it's difficult to remove from sites.
Salmonella enteritidis, also known as SE, is worse than other forms of the bacteria because it infects the hen's ovaries. That means the bacteria is deposited inside eggs. SE is found in egg industries around the world, but until last year, Australian farms were free of the harmful bacteria.
It's probably a shot across the bows. We need to ensure as an industry that we're doing more.
Lisa Sabo is the CEO of the New South Wales Food Authority. When people first started getting sick in May 2018, her agency started searching for the source of the outbreak. Since then, there have been nearly 200 confirmed cases of SE in humans.
Our colleagues in health, through their investigation, were able to look at a number of isolates of Salmonella enteritidis that came from humans and used a technology called whole genome sequencing. So it's a genetic-based technology that helps us join the dots, shall I say.
Anyone with a confirmed case is then interviewed by investigators and asked for a detailed account of what they've eaten to try to find what the different cases have in common. Lisa Tsabo says this process is difficult, as most people can't remember exactly what they've eaten. But the breakthrough in this case came from a frozen meringue.
It was someone who was ill, who had gone through that interview, and then a few weeks later suddenly remembered, oh, look, hang on, I actually have some leftover food from, I think it was a birthday party.
It wasn't until September last year that it was finally traced back to a farm, and by then the disease had slowly started spreading across the industry. But how it made its way into Australian eggs in the first place is likely to remain a mystery. Dr. Rod Jenner is a vet who advises the peak industry body, Australian Eggs.
There's been a great deal of tracing and surveillance work done to track how this organism actually travelled around the various farms where it was isolated.
He says the bacteria can survive without a host, making it hard to contain its spreading.
So it can survive in dust, dirt, in vehicles, and can travel in the wind, for example. So it has actually been demonstrated to travel vast distances.
The spread of SE has been largely blamed on the interconnected nature of the egg industry. Egg farmers often trade produce with each other, and equipment and workers also regularly move from farm to farm. All the farms infected were connected in some way. Tamworth egg farmer Bede Burke was the 11th New South Wales property to be infected just over 3 months ago.
Your whole world crashes down around you.
It was picked up during an audit by New South Wales Department of Primary Industries, who were tracing the outbreak. A swab of dirt from Bede Burke's property showed the bacteria was already present.
Oh, we just didn't sleep for a week. You know, that first 7 or 8 days was really traumatic, and we had to learn how to both decontaminate and disinfect our premises.
When the notification came through that the bacteria had been found on his farm, Bede Burke had to withhold his eggs from sale, and was faced with the prospect of culling entire flocks.
But then you've got, you know, a heap of eggs in your premises. You can't not stop packing. So you had all this activity happening while you're trying to decontaminate. So it's just, you know, a stress beyond all belief. And then start planning for the worst.
But he was lucky. The contamination was picked up early and he was able to stop it spreading to his birds. Other farmers weren't so fortunate. The property in Victoria and 13 in New South Wales have been affected so far, and more than 500,000 birds have been culled at a cost of $10 million. There has been no confirmed cases of SE since June, and the industry is hoping that will be the end of it. But the outbreak has raised serious questions around how biosecurity is managed. Despite a disease becoming a national problem, its enforcement and regulation is state-based. Victorian farmer Philip Zeppi.
Government's really good at responding to crisis. It'd be great that if the government had a bit more engagement with the industry around monitoring, surveillance and compliance.
Victorian Farmers Federation Egg Group President Brian Ahmed agrees and says more auditing of farms needs to be done. He says New South Wales privacy laws prevented Victorian farmers getting the information they needed about the outbreak because farms can't be identified unless there's a recall. That means trading of eggs can continue even after a property has tested positive to the bacteria without the other farms knowing.
Yeah, I think the balance is not right. We don't want to scare people, but within the industry, if we have some sort of system where if there's an outbreak of any disease on a particular farm anywhere in Australia, then the industry needs to be notified so we can up our biosecurity.
SE can live in the environment for up to 2 years, so it's not over yet. Bede Burke hopes the industry won't become complacent.
You know, we are moving on, but it's certainly not only put a big hole in our business, but in our confidence and in our egg industry, unfortunately.
Tamworth egg farmer Bede Burke ending that story by Jess Davies.